It is Tuesday, the 11th day of December, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Do you have to be our age, Kyle, to immediately know the words Mannheim Steamroller?
I don't know.
I think that pretty much if you're over 30, Mannheim Steamroller just sets your heart pitter-pattering. And they are in town tonight for two shows at 4 o'clock and at 7:30 at the Walton Arts Center. It is their Christmas show. Tickets start at $59. I'd call, not just show up.
And, 4 o'clock's early.
It is early, but we talked, Christina and I talked to Jody Beznoska about this, and they say, no problem. There's demand. 4 o'clock. You wouldn't put many shows at 4 o'clock on Tuesday. Mannheim Steamroller, you do. People, if they have jobs or school, they rearrange.
Sure.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah. I'm just surprised.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, they are a huge draw. Also tonight, the Arkansas Archaeological Society will hear Jerry Hilliard talk about recent investigations of 1962 excavations at Breckenridge Shelter, which, if you're into archaeology, sounds fascinating. That's 7 o'clock at the survey office in Fayetteville. An audition second night for Night Must Fall, a thriller coming up in February at the Art Center of the Ozarks. Audition time is 7 o'clock, and you can call 751-5441 to find out more about the show.
All right.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
On the next Fresh Air, the U.S. Army's secret chemical weapons testing program. During the Cold War, LSD, nerve agents, and other drugs were tested on 5,000 healthy U.S. soldiers. We talk with Rafi Khachaturian about his article, Operation Delirium, published in this week's edition of The New Yorker. Join us.
Fresh Air with Terry Gross, tonight at 6 on KUAF 91.3 FM.